day here on Sunny 101.9 and on Great Lakes Radio. We're right now in Marquette area between the 4th of July celebrations and the Pioneer Day celebrations. What's there to do? Well, the UP is filled with things to do. Rock the Dock. I had not heard of it. I have to admit that. So I got on the phone and I took a person I got a hold of, Kim Peterson, the recreation director, and she knows everything about it. Hello, Kim.
Hi, thanks for having me on the show.
Fun. Now, this is going to have like live music, bouncy houses, bungee jumps, food, the whole bit. And you said something just a moment ago before we got on the air that makes this really appealing. What did you say?
Everything is free, free, free.
That is a message. That is a message. Now, why don't you talk a bit about what this is, why this is happening? Is it just basically the 4th of July weekend celebration?
Sure, it is a spinoff from the 4th of July, but we also started doing this about 5 years ago when we had some funds left over from our SK 150 celebration. And throughout the years, it's gotten to be bigger and better, so we're doing a weekend-long event. This afternoon, we're going to start off with 3 o'clock. We're going to have a performance by Letters from Home. It's two ladies. They're considered the Bombshell Military Duo Group. So they'll be singing some older songs and having like an active little dance display. And then at 5 o'clock, we're going to have Sit Down Francis. And also starting at 5, we're going to have the Baiting at Great Lakes Sports Fishermen. We're going to have the Fish Pond. We're going to have face painting, a petting zoo. We will have axe throwing, wood carving. Meyer will be there with their big red chair. They'll have thousands of giveaways from suntan lotion to bubbles. We'll have food vendors on site. We have the Delta County Amateur Radio Society. We'll have their communication trailers down there. We will have canine demonstrations. It's going to be a fun-filled day. We also have a bounce house. We have a quarterback toss, first down game. And like I said, everything's free. Starts at 5 o'clock for the kids' activities with music starting at 3.
There's a lot going on there. People will remember everything. Is there a place online that people can go to sort of get all the details of what's going on?
Definitely. Everything is on our Facebook page. It's under Escanaba Recreation Department, and everything is listed on there.
Escanaba Recreation Department Facebook. Well, that's awesome. Yeah. I probably will steal a picture from there in order to give it a thing for the post I do.
And I do encourage everyone to look on the Facebook page because I'm sure I forgot something. I don't want to leave anybody out.
I stopped remembering. I heard face painting and petting zoo, and I said, petting zoo. I just heard that they're having marsupials somewhere in the UP this weekend, and I was wondering, are people going to be petting the kangaroos, but I'm pretty sure that that isn't what you have.
I'm pretty sure that's not. It's just a little walkthrough trailer for the kids to go through.
And doing it in 5 years, has it grown each year?
Oh, yes, definitely. I think people become familiar with the weekends. We try to do the first weekend in July and the first weekend in August. And we also encourage everyone to bring their lawn chairs, pack a cooler, and to come down and enjoy the day.
Well, there's no fireworks this evening, are there?
No, there's not. We had that on Wednesday.
If you had to appeal to the parents, you're saying free, free, free. If you got a kid, it's expensive. If you have more than one kid, this is awesome. And it seems like it's actually geared to families, and particularly children.
Yes, the Saturday will be geared specifically to the children. And like I said, we have so many activities going down there that the lines will not be long. Everything is spread out, so there's something for everyone to enjoy down there today.
I saw a little picture here of the fish pond. That's not actually really small. It's not it's a pond. It's not an actual little dipping thing. It's big.
Correct. That is from the local fishing group. They're called the Great Lakes, Baiting at Great Lakes Sports Fishermen. And they actually have a couple of big fish in there, a couple of big pike, and they have about 300 bluegill. So there's a lot of fish in there. And we will have free T-shirts and fishing poles for the kids as well.
And I was looking on the Facebook page as well, and I was seeing that you have a quarterback toss. What is that?
It's just going to be just a quarterback toss. They're going to throw some footballs in it, and it's just free to the kids. Just another activity to have down there for them to do that day.
And an obstacle course. That sounds fun.
An obstacle course. It'll be the big bounce house, so the kids can actually go in there, spend some time. They'll go in one side, come out the other. It'll take them less than a minute to go through it, but the kids love it.
Excellent. Now, let's give a reminder. Today's Saturday. All the activities begin about what time?
3 o'clock today will be Letters from Home. And then the other band will be Sit Down Francis starting at 5 o'clock, going right on through till 10 o'clock.
And after that, you have any activities on Sunday?
Sunday we have the band Angels and Outlaws. We'll start at 1 o'clock and go through till 6 o'clock. And we will also have the communication trailer as well as the axe throwing and the wood carving.
And for anybody who can't or hasn't been for some reason, could you give directions? I know it shouldn't be necessary, but let's just give directions
for
those
people. It's right down our main street, which is our Ludington Street. They're going to go all the way down Ludington Street until they hit the water, and it's going to be right before our beautiful Ludington Park on the left-hand side.
That is excellent. I want to really thank you for coming on the 8th day, Kim Peterson, talking about Rock the Dock 2018, your fifth event. And this is the first time I've called you, so I feel bad because you've done it four other times.
Well, thanks for tracking me down.
Well, I really appreciate it. And so for everybody who's been wondering what the heck we were talking about, if you just joined us, we've been talking about Rock the Dock happening today and finishing off tomorrow in Escanaba. It's basically a lot of fun for the kids. And it's what was the three word or the, well, you, what's the big word?
There, Kim.
Free. Kim Peterson. And she's recreation director there in Escanaba. And she's very enthusiastic. I want to thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
This is the 8th Day on Sunny 101.9. We'll be right back.